At this point, we're going to receive a presentation by President Killeen focusing on commencement activities from this past week and other topics.
Thank you, Chairman Edwards. I appreciate the opportunity. This is perhaps a short capstone presentation, the last of the sequence this year where we've been talking about many accomplishments and progress. It has been a year of amazing progress and momentum, a word that has been often used. Applications, enrollments, faculty recruitment, research, awards, philanthropy, all in an exciting, positive direction. But I want to focus on our commencement ceremonies, and I'm going to ask our three chancellors to make a few comments as well. First of all, I'm deeply grateful to you and all of the trustees who joined us to help send off the class of 2019 during commencement ceremonies that wrapped up across our universities just last weekend. It's always the most inspirational time of the year. You always have to suffer from the handshakes, but it takes only a month to get over that, but very exciting. You could even call these celebrations a Founders Day of sort, with a healthy dose of 4th of July sizzle and such excitement. Annual events that symbolize why we exist, why we were created in the first place. Every year, our commencements put thousands upon thousands of faces to the core mission of handed down in 1862 when the Morrill Act gave rise to our land-grant campus in Urbana-Champaign, and ultimately a system of three universities known around the world for excellence. So we have a creation fact, not a myth, that we can always point to. Signed into law by Illinois' own Abraham Lincoln, the Act envisioned a new network of colleges, quote, to promote the liberal and practical education of the industrial classes in the several pursuits and professions in life. In short, it called for opening the doors of higher education wide to every deserving student and not just the privileged. Those universities would plant the seeds of learning to transform the lives of students one by one at a massive scale, ultimately, that would harvest bumper crops of world-class talent year after year to lift the fortunes of our state, our nation, and our world. And it worked and is still working, redefining higher education and supplying the know-how that helped carry a then agrarian nation through the Industrial Revolution and into the digital age and now beyond. And that would have been all beyond imagination in those times. The University of Illinois system has helped lead the way from beginnings that will seem astonishingly humble to all of us who have only known the system as the global powerhouse that it is today. Our first graduating class listed in the records from 1878, the first commencement, a decade after the first classes began at what was then a single campus, shows that 50 degrees were awarded, 5-0. Just think about that, 50. Today, UIS alone has 52 undergraduate and graduate degree programs, not degrees, whole programs. Add in Urbana-Champaign and Chicago, and our system now offers well over 500 degree programs. That small graduating class was no outlier. Degrees awarded hovered between about 20 and 90 for nearly 30 years, before topping 100 for the first time in 1897. Almost 20 more years passed before we went over 1,000 in 1916. Then a half century of steady growth and the addition of UIC pushed degrees over the 10,000 mark in 1969, and it has literally been off to the races ever since. It took 100 years to hit the 10,000 milestone, but just 43 years later, a system that grew to our three campuses with the addition of UIS doubled that, topping 20,000 degrees in 2012. We have seen a string of new records every year since and expect another one when final degree counts for 2019 are known this summer, our second straight year over 22,000 degrees. That's a big number. Think for a minute. It's bigger than the population of cities such as Charleston, East Moline, or Park Forest. So every year, another Illinois city comes off our supply chain. And it will build on another big number, a global alumni base that will push past 750,000 this year, bigger than the population of Detroit, Nashville, or Boston. I guess it depends where you draw the ring around Boston. But our growth is rooted, and it has to remain rooted, in academic excellence, world-class faculty, and an unwavering commitment to the needs and to the success of our students. Our commitment keeps students in school, with a system-wide freshman retention rate of 88%, of which we're very proud, compared to the national average of 81%. It keeps them on track to earn their degrees, with 76% six-year graduation rate across the system, well above the national average of 60%. All these numbers are in the elite category. They graduate with less debt than the $28,650 national average of student debt. It's about $8,000 less here at UIS and $6,000 less in Urbana-Champaign. So we're proud that we're operating to constrain student debt across our system. And their degrees unlock the doors to the dreams that they entrusted us to help them achieve. Whether they have their eye on a job or moving on to graduate or professional schools, our graduates report explicitly that our universities lift them to their goals. In Urbana, 91% of these graduates secure those first destination spots within 6 months of graduation. 78% here at UIC, and at UIS, 90% of graduates achieve their first destination within a year. And our graduates say that their degrees have earning power, and we've got the numbers to back that up, reporting robust starting salaries of nearly $61,000 per year on average at Urbana-Champaign, $54,000 at UIC, and more than $47,000 at UIS. That's not a bad platform for our graduating students. I had the honor and privilege of helping send the class of 2019 off to the next step in its journey at commencements across the system last week and last weekend, and there are so many images and joyful faces in my memory that it's hard to even articulate. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people joined me at every one to celebrate our graduates, but those ceremonies are anything but numbers. They're about the smiles, the hugs, the tears of joy, and the pride shared by our graduates, their family and friends, and notably the grandparents are literally puddles on the floor in terms of the pride and the exuberant reactions to their grandchildren graduating. And of course, we celebrate the faculty and the staff who helped them achieve the dreams that they've been chasing for a lifetime. Our three chancellors had ringside seats for it all, and I would like to invite each of them to tell us a little about what they saw at their commencement ceremony. So let's start, if we may, 2 minutes per, with our host for today's meeting, Chancellor Cook, who will tell us about the two ceremonies last Saturday at the Bank of Springfield Center. Susan?
Thank you. I'd love to. Well, I had the pleasure of enjoying a very special moment with about 750 UIS graduates on stage at our two commencement ceremonies this past Saturday. It's a moment when we make eye contact, we shake hands, we smile at each other, and we have that all-important handoff of that well-earned diploma. Well, at least the cover. They get the cover, and as some of you may know, the diploma actually follows by mail. This year, our graduates included for the first time graduates of new programs in public policy, data analytics, and exercise science. We also hooded 8 recipients of the doctorate in public administration, this young university's first doctoral program. As some heard last night, we also had the pleasure of presenting an honorary doctorate of humane letters to Karen Hacera, the former mayor of Springfield and former state legislator and former member of this board of trustees. So it was a wonderful day, and I want to say too, because she's sitting right here to my right, Shayna Humphrey and I also had a very special moment. She graduated, and I had the great pleasure of meeting a large contingent of her family who were cheering loudly when she walked across the stage, and that'll be one of my favorite moments from the 2019 commencement. We'll miss you, Shayna.
Thank you, Susan. Now let's hear from Chancellor Emeritus about UIC's commencement.
Thank you, Mr. President. We ran a marathon at Chicago every May. We started on Thursday and we finished last Monday. 13 different ceremonies for each one of our campuses in which we conferred over 5,800 degrees. We are also the only university in the system that runs a December commencement, so we conferred another 2,800 degrees last December. So if you put it all together, more than 8,500 degrees this academic year, and more than 35,000 guests that came to our arena to support our students and demonstrate the joy and pride in these graduates. We had a wonderful set of speakers, including the Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton that spoke at CAPA, the children's author Harriet Gillam Robinet, the President and CEO of the AAMC, the Association of American Medical Colleges, and the highest paid woman CEO in the country, our graduate Mary Dillon, who is the CEO of Ulta Beauty. These are the numbers. What is more important than the numbers, though, are the stories. 8,500 graduates, 8,500 different stories. Stories that they are different, but they also are similar in many different respects. Stories of success and pride, but also stories of struggle and perseverance and a lot of Chicago-style grit. Yesterday in the Academic Affairs Committee, the President mentioned Dr. Manako Yabe, a graduate, a doctoral graduate from the Applied Health Sciences College, who gave a magnificent address in sign language and talked about her dreams and aspirations and how these dreams and aspirations brought her from Japan to USC. And in a poem that she recited, she said that she carried with her a seed that now, after her graduation from USC, has grown into a beautiful tree. Stories like the story of Abdusebur Jamal, difficult name to pronounce, by the way, who came to the United States as a refugee at the age of 14 from Ethiopia. He decided he would become a doctor as a young boy because he had seen the challenges and the poverty endemic to his country, and he saw his younger brother perish by tuberculosis meningitis simply because the nearest clinic was days away from where they grew up. And Dr. Jamal chose USC because of what we would offer him, but also of who we are. You see, with undergraduate degrees from Stanford and a master's degree from Yale in public health, he would have gone wherever he wanted across the country, but he chose to come to the University of Illinois at Chicago because of our inclusive environment and because of the impact that we have in the local communities. And he knew that the medical school is the biggest producer of Latino physicians in the country for the last decade, and it's the top three producers of African-American physicians in the country over the last decade. I'm not talking about 1 or 2 years. That's why he was there, and that's part of the story of USC, the stories of these graduates. So it's always a great marathon to go through and a very enjoyable.
Thank you, Michael. Robert Urbana-Champaign.
Thank you, President Killeen. Commencement at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is always one of our proudest and most enjoyous days of the year. The 2018 ceremony held in Memorial Stadium was certainly no exception. We had nearly 5,000 graduates participate and about 20,000 family and friends watching in the stands. It was a cool, but perhaps more importantly, a dry day overall. And we thought it was a pretty spectacular day to graduate the day before Mother's Day gift, and constituted a significant Mother's Day gift for all the mothers that were in the audience. I'd like to first of all thank Trustee Edwards for his provocative remarks that he made to our students, as well as Trustee King, Jacobson, McMillan, and Mitchell for being part of the celebration as well. It's also important to note that Trustee Mitchell was in fact among the 2019 graduates, so congratulations to you. In addition to celebrating the accomplishments of the 2019 class, we also recognize two individuals with honorary degrees. Firstly, Chancellor Michael Aikens, who was the sixth chancellor of the university, was awarded an honorary degree. I think most of you know that Chancellor Aikens had a profound impact upon this university and created a lot of the significant things that are kind of institutionalized at the university that we are still celebrating and advancing today, all the way from the research part to endowed professorships to first-year student convocation are some of the things that Mike started when he was in this role, and we still engage and celebrate those things today. So from our perspective, it was a very fitting honor to honor him with an honorary degree. We also award an honorary degree to the Librarian of Congress, Dr. Carla Hayden, who is from Urbana-Champaign. Her mother spent most of her life here, as well as her uncles and great uncles. In fact, she told an interesting story about her great uncle being involved in the construction of Memorial Stadium. So she has deep ties to this university, and we were very pleased to honor her as well. We sent our graduates off with some very inspirational words from our 2019 commencement speaker, Larry Geese. I think most of you recall Larry and his wife Beth made the largest single gift in the history of the university in 2017 with $150 million unrestricted investment in what is now the Geese College of Business. Larry's speech offered our new graduates three key pieces of advice that I'd like to just share. He encouraged them to find their why in life and to connect what they do professionally to trying to make a difference in the world. He also let them know that if they don't know their why at this point, that there was still time. He shared with them that he didn't discover his why until he was 47 years old. And finally, he asked them to always remain connected with their university. He told them how this place had changed his life in very meaningful and important ways, and how he believed fundamentally it would change their lives as well. I think his remarks certainly resonated with everyone in attendance, and I will go so far as to say it was one of the finest commencement addresses I've heard in 42 years of being involved in higher education. And finally, I'd just like to say that we don't have the final numbers yet, but once it's certified later this summer, we anticipate that we will have awarded over 13,000 degrees this year. And if the basic trends from the past hold true, as President Killeen has indicated, 90% of them will find their first destination within 6 months of graduating. Those who take a full-time job will have a starting salary at least 15 to 17% above the national average. And in the most exciting news for our state, close to 70% of those new Illinois graduates will be starting their employment here in the state of Illinois. So in closing, lastly, we are proud to say that the best way to keep the brightest and most talented workforce in the state of Illinois is a degree from the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert, Michael, and Susan. I'll just close up with a few more facts. Our chancellors and their teams never stop working to make these commencements ever more impactful and significant for our students. It's all about our students. Across the system, I want to inform you that we spend at least $9 million a year annually to recruit new students. And that includes more than 2,500 visits annually to high schools, appearances at college fairs every year, and over 6.4 million pieces of digital and print material sent to students and their families. So we're big on that side of the spectrum as well. And it does include an emphasis on underrepresented students, such as our annual Salute to Academic Achievement Luncheon in Chicago that connects our universities with high-achieving minority students, and new regional events that reach out to students from historically low-sending Illinois counties. We also continue to ramp up our affordability efforts to ensure that a U of I education is within reach of every deserving student. And that includes our in-state tuition freeze that the board has extended to a fifth straight year next fall, the longest run of consecutive freezes in a half century. Because of the state's four-year tuition guarantee, it means that a student who enrolls next fall will pay the same for their senior year in 2022 as a student who started classes in 2014, nearly a decade earlier. We've also increased institutionally funded financial aid by 138% over the last decade to $231 million annually, and we'll add another $10 million to that next year if the state approves our fiscal 2020 budget request. These initiatives and more support our push to reach the ambitious goal that the board set for us 3 years ago to increase system-wide enrollment to more than 93,600 students by 2021, and we're on that target. Interest in our universities is strong. Our applications for last fall were up double digit compared to the year before. We must be doing something right in a market like ours. And offers for admission were up by more than 5%. So we are expecting a year of record enrollment, moving us ever closer to the challenge that you set for us a few years ago. More students equals more graduates, equals more economic development, equals more tax base, equals more alumni who are giving back to our institution. So when we reach our goal, that 15% increase should produce similar growth in the number of degrees awarded. So you remember the first class of 50 degrees? We're looking now at 25,000 degrees by 2026, which will build further on the mission that President Lincoln laid out and that we have proudly carried for a century and a half, to chart an even brighter future and a tomorrow for the students of our state. So my thanks again to the board for their support and guidance this year, for sharing your time and talents at and between commencements to help make the University of Illinois system truly extraordinary. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now, with the concurrence of the board, I'd like to take a resolution honoring the Granger Foundation from our agenda at this time and have a board vote. The foundation has been extremely supportive of the university over the years, and now we will vote on a resolution to honor the Granger Foundation. Later in the regular agenda, we will vote on an item to give the College of Engineering a new name in honor of the Grangers. I'd like to read our board resolution for your approval. The Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois sincerely appreciates and recognizes the dedicated commitment of William W. Granger and the Granger Foundation to the university. Mr. Granger was an alumnus of the College of Engineering, graduating in 1919 with a degree in electrical engineering. He founded W.W. Granger, Inc. in 1927, which is now North America's leading broadline supplier of maintenance, repair, and operating products. In 1979, the Granger Foundation began their enduring support of the College of Engineering at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. The first department to benefit from their generosity was electrical and computer engineering. Since then, many projects have flourished from the support of the foundation, including the Engineering Visionary Scholarship Initiative, the Granger Engineering Breakthroughs Initiative, and the Granger Engineering Library Information Center. Thanks to a very generous gift in the amount of $100 million to the university, we now have the Granger College of Engineering in recognition of the contributions of the Granger Foundation, guided by the leadership of Mr. David W. Granger, Chairman and Director, in honor of his father, Mr. William W. Granger. With this gift, the Granger Foundation will have provided more than $300 million in support of academic and research excellence in the College of Engineering at Urbana-Champaign. The Board of Trustees hereby recognizes and commends William W. Granger and the Granger Foundation for their exceptional philanthropic work and their contributions to strengthen one of the most distinguished engineering programs in the entire world. The Board of Trustees directs that this resolution be incorporated into the minutes of today's meeting to become a part of the official public record, and that a suitable copy be given to the Granger Foundation as a permanent reminder of the esteem in which Mr. Granger and the Granger Foundation are held by this board. Dee Dee, will you, as secretary, please read the title of the item on the regular voice vote agenda?
Yes, sir. Resolution to honor the Granger Foundation.
May I have a motion to approve this item?
Mr. Chairman, I'm proud to move the approval of this resolution and extend our thanks to the Granger Foundation, Granger family, for this contribution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Thank you. The ayes have it, and the item is approved. I'd just like to give them a round of applause.